If you could, when you're going through the changing the meeting salary, state when it's going to be effective. And I've got a bona fide hearing problem, and I'm sure my camera can't hear anything when the heater's on. So I would like to ask you to consider moving where you place the cameras during the meeting, because I don't consider that a reasonable accommodation. And the third and final thing is, I understand you do this terrace, or at least that's what the Beacon News is reporting that you said. And I would like to read section 25-2 of 10 ILCS 5, and it talks about the events on when an elective office becomes vacant, and that every elective office shall become vacant on the happening of one of the following events before the expiration of the term of such office. Number one is the death of an incumbent. Two is his or her resignation. Three is his or her become a person under legal disability. And the last one is his or her ceasing to be an inhabitant of the state, or if the office is local, his and her ceasing to become an inhabitant of the district. So I'm going to formally, as a citizen of Edgar County, not of Redmond, ask that if you did move to Paris, that you don't have to resign because it's already vacant. So I'm going to ask that you let the rest of the council or trustees determine that your seat is vacant. If you didn't move to Paris, then you don't have to do anything.
Anybody
speaking
to the
Kurt Allen. Did you move to Paris, sir?
Yes.
So you're a resident of Paris?
Well, actually, no. I'm not a resident of Paris, and I did not move.
You didn't move to Paris?
No.
So the Paris
would be outside of Redmond, but I'm not in Paris.
Okay. You're outside of Redmond?
Mm-hmm. But I still own property in Redmond.
Okay. But the election code does outline that this seat is now vacant as mayor by law.
Well, now that's not quite the understanding I've got by the law.
Yep. Copy that. Yeah. If I would, I'll submit this for the clerk for the record. The other statute I don't have handy with me is official misconduct when a person knowingly violates the law. That's a felony, sir. I'm done with my time. Thank you.
My understanding, when the county clerk's office, and which I had fully, I just did move, which I planned to talk to the board, but didn't get on the agenda, and we're not allowed to talk about things to the board, but I will address it. Is if the bylaws of Redmond change, and a person has to live within the city limits in order to hold office, and I am going to have to resign. If the bylaws do not state that, and as long as I own property, according to the state of Illinois, I can remain as mayor. That's my understanding that I got from the county clerk's office. Now, whether they're wrong or right, I don't know. I have read the same statute stated in there. So, we have some digging to do, and whichever way I find out it will be, I will be taking action as far as whether I am going to stay in office or not. And we will be deciding this before the next meeting, so it will be on the agenda for next month's meeting. Is that fair with the board?
Yep, sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll move along. Is there any other visitors going to speak this month?
Terry.